We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Music Radar, they got together and they said, look, there's always a song that everybody asks guitarists to play at live shows. You know, they're always yelling it out. And so what do you think the top five songs are at anybody's, you know, like, that everybody will play this?
The number one, if you're saying asking people to play at shows, is, of course, Tub Thumping from Chumbawamba.
The one, get knocked down.
With a close second being Freebird.
Freebird is number one. I don't know how Tub Thumping didn't make it in there.
But they're not true musicians, then, if they don't know that Tub Thumping should be in the list of things.
Number two surprises me, but I forget how popular this band was, even though they were dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional?
They were dysfunctional in a familial way. They were family dysfunction.
Oh. Black Crowes.
Ooh, oh, close. Wow. You're on the right track. But you met what Black Crowes song do you think anybody's yelling out to play all the time?
Hard to Handle.
It's a good song. I just don't hear that as much.
All right.
Okay. I'll give you a clue. They're British. I believe they're British.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oasis.
There you go. Wonderwall.
Oh, anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Yeah, that's the joke. Anytime anybody has a guitar, it's like, so anyways, here's Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Where's that from?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen it on memes. I've seen maybe Family Guy.
Do you think maybe he said it, or one of the Gallagher brothers said it because you know everybody's wanting it? Did it come from that?
Oh, I know. One of my I was lucky enough to see Oasis a couple of times live, and they were so damn good live at the Paramount, and I think one time maybe even in Everett at the Xfinity Arena or whatever it was called at the time, the Everett Arena. But I remember one time, I can't remember which brother it was, whichever one was the angrier of the two. They showed up to do like a little acoustic performance at the end back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently the receptionist didn't know who he was.
Oh, no.
So he got,
boy.
Like, he was with his crew, but like the lady was just being nice. And like, what's your name? And like, he was so offended that they didn't know who he was that he just turned around and left.
Oh, no. That's fantastic.
It kind of seems to make
sense. That's very British right there.
Like, screw this.
Hello.
Could you imagine you that full of yourself?
I am.
And it wasn't like some person was being rude to the guy.
Well, it's the colonists. They just always hated us.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, yeah, he turned around and left. Like, wow. Awesome.
Yeah, that's a true rock star move right there.
Right?
That's LSV right there. Or LSD, I should say. Lead singer.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Noel or Liam, but whichever one. I mean,
what about Slappy? We never hear much about Slappy Gallagher. We just never hear about him.
Slappy wouldn't even waste a second of his time walking into a radio station.
I'm not sure you guys will get number three of the songs that people always ask guitarists to play live at shows. It's an old one, and let's just say it's patriotic.
Oh. I was going to go Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, that's number five, Danny. Good call.
Oh. Yeah. Because literally when I started playing guitar, that was like every guitarist in my class, like, goal was to play Stairway to Heaven.
I love, what was it, Wayne's World or one of the movies where like they're in the music store and it has a sign because someone starts playing the opening to Stairway to Heaven. It says, there's a sign that says, do not play Stairway to Heaven. Yeah.
You're like, that's awesome.
I get that. old song, patriotic.
I think Vicky's got it.
I think I got it because of an episode of Friends.
Oh, here we go.
American Pie.
Yeah, Vicky learns everything from her TV shows. Like anything that's beyond her, you know, before her time, she knows.
See, I feel like the melody is so recognizable. I'm trying to think about the guitar part.
Oh, there's a part. Doesn't he jam in that part, I believe? Or is it just because it's a song everybody loves? You know,
I feel like that's the song everyone plays at, like, campgrounds. Like,
I'm trying to remember. You know, I only remember the chorus. Do you recall what was yeah.
Awesome song. I just don't think of it as like a song that I want to hear on the guitar.
I know. I'm with you. I'm trying to think if there's anything special about the guitar play in the song.
Like,
yeah.
If you just played the guitar, you wouldn't recognize
it. It's just jangly and fun.
Yeah. Whereas Stairway to Heaven definitely has some great guitar
riff
work
in the beginning.
And so does Wonderwall.
Wonderwall's just got that great strumming that I can understand why somebody could play that. I mean, that's like the guy at a campfire just wants to like impress the ladies and get them, you know, flood their basements or something. Hey, babe.
See, for me, I know it's not on the list, but I would always ask for Sweet Child of Mine for that very reason. I mean, I just love the intro to that song.
Yeah, but you're rolling the dice, man. You're really going to expect somebody to pull that off?
Like, that's a real, like,
I know.
It's a real electric guitar sort of vibe with that, too. So, I mean, the person's got to break out their electric guitar, their amp.
That's what I would ask for.
Around the campfire.
Strengthen their fingers.
You're right. It's no doubt about it. It's hard to play, but I'm going to ask for it. Because I'm an idiot. This one here, I don't even know. Maybe you could find this, Rev. I don't know anything about this Ed Sheeran song, Thinking Out Loud. It's the number four requested song.
Is that the one with
guitars?
Like, love with the body. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars.
What does it got to do with the guitarist? Place
your head on my like an acoustic guitar. Honestly, it's like this generation's Wonderwall.
Maybe. Oh, okay. See.
Dude, if a guy was playing this song like on the guitar, it's like,
it's
okay.
It's an acoustic song.
He's getting laid.
Yeah, clean up an aisle four.
Yes.
See, I have a whole different view of what a guitarist like. Great, I got
romantic.
No problem. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. But for me, I think a guitarist, I want guitar work.
Oh, dude, this guy's a good... Here's the thing with Ed Sheeran. Like, obviously, like, he's a pop star and all that. I saw him open for, you know, our generation's greatest songwriter and performer, Taylor Swift, at the Tacoma Dome.
Of course.
There you go.
I did not know anything about Ed Sheeran. I walked in, and I'm like, oh, cool, this guy's already pandering to us. He's wearing a Seahawks jersey, so I liked him off the get-go because he was just rocking a Seahawks jersey. But it was just him, a guitar, and all these effects pedals. And he did some of the craziest stuff, like layering loops. And the stuff that he could do on the guitar was so impressive. Like, I had a lot of respect. He is a pop star, obviously, but if you ever have a chance to see him live, if you're a guitarist, I think you'll enjoy what that guy does because he's super talented.
Well, what Rev just played, a little bit more of that song you played, I could hear some good guitar work there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wasn't Ed Sheeran the artist who Castle came in one time and was like, listen to this song. And it was almost a rock song.
We wanted
like a Lenny Kravitz song.
Yeah. It was. I was so sad that song never became a hit because I thought it was such a good song.
What the hell was that song?
Oh, Blow.
It was with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars.
And it was so good.
That's right.
Yeah, it was so good. But it never lasted. And I was like, our business could use a song like that because sometimes we just take ourselves too seriously in the world of rock. And every once in a while, you want a happy song. That song was just good.
I'm going to listen to that song today on the way home. It's going to jam out.
Windows down. That's why, to me, I'm like, I can't believe the Gloria.
Do some Blow.
You know, Steve, when you turn me on to the Gloria Sons, it's like this. They are so much what rock used to be. You know, I mean, just great fun, but really cool anthem-y songs that actually mean something if you listen to the lyrics. And I'm like, these guys got it. I mean, these guys. And
they're the best band, best new band, in my opinion.
I'm with you. Yeah. And I'm like, why was not everybody those guys? Like, almost every song you can play of theirs is really good.
Mm-hmm. No, more often than not, people will be like, oh, I'm so glad you guys talk about the Gloria Sons. I went back and listened to some of their old records, and I haven't found a bad song yet. Obviously, music's subjective, but for me, they are one of the best bands. And I say one of the best new bands, but they're really my wife and I's favorite band to listen to on a consistent level. Like, even yesterday, we listened to their live record at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver. It's so good. It's so damn good.
I might have to start doing some live. I haven't delved into the live yet.
You got to.
All right. I'm going to have to do it.
It's not going to let you down. Like, they are just as good live as they are on their records.
That I'm happy to hear. So we've got Led Zeppelin, which was number five on the list that Danny brought up. Now, I don't know if you heard about this, which is so weird. Somehow, some way, we seem to come back
to Gilligan's Island. We did it last week. We had a ridiculous conversation about Gilligan's Island, and a lot of you younger folks are like, what the hell? I don't know this.
Here's my question. So I know Danny and Vicky are not familiar with Gilligan's Island.
Right.
Are you at least familiar with the theme song?
Da, yes. Da, da, da.
Right. I feel like most people in their 30s, maybe 20s, at least know the theme song, because the theme song was iconic. You don't even have to know this. Honestly, the theme song's like Frosty the Snowman. It tells you the whole story in the song.
Only because of this show. I never had heard the theme song before.
I just want to throw this highlighter at you, man.
Damn. Yeah, it is. First of all, you watch the show and you realize...
I thought you were cool.
Yeah. You watch the show and you realize, wow, television back then had no people of color, because it was the biggest, largest, amazing show there was. And I have no idea if any of the actors or actresses actually were in some way, had some ethnicity in them that I wasn't aware of. But they were all basically as white bread as you could ever ask for. And that was television back in the 60s. So you definitely get to see a snapshot of, hey, here's the most popular show. And hey, everybody. Everyone's white, and everyone is stereotypically white on the show. But the other part of the show is that you get to see, like, what was the most popular show. You get to just see what was considered funny, and the whole weird idea that they're stranded on an island, and for, what, 3 to 5, I don't know how many seasons they had, it was the same thing. They're on a beach. I mean, they're just basically on, that's the whole show.
It's just supposed to be a three-hour tour, man.
Yeah.
A three-hour tour.
But the reason I'm bringing it up...
The weather got rough, and the ship was lost.
Yeah, it was really, and it is...
They could have died, but thankfully they had a fearless crew there.
I do miss that, because them and the Beverly Hillbillies, also another great origin story song.
Oh, Jed was a millionaire.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed.
Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Wow. When one day he was shooting for some food, and up on the ground came a bubbling crude.
Oil, that is. Black gold.
I really, really hated that.
Are you hating on that? Come on.
But I mean, you're right. That told you the story.
Yeah.
It told you the whole thing you needed to know, but yet it was so catchy. And the Gilligan's Island theme was the same way. But
yeah, they're lucky they didn't have Netflix back then, because people would have skipped the intro and never would have known the damn song.
You know, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. So one thing I love about Netflix, at least they do epic intros, which, you know, then eventually you will skip. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because we were talking about Stairway to Heaven.
Okay.
Well, as it turns out, this does actually connect. So I wanted you to know that this journey I'm taking you on, which is very convoluted, Stairway to Heaven, Gilligan's Island, yes, there is a connection, because back in 78, there was a band from San Francisco called Little Roger and the Goosebumps. That's a great name, by the way.
What?
They recorded
Little Roger and the Goosebumps.
The greatest name ever.
I like the Goosebumps part.
Oh, Little Roger? Cool. You don't like the Little Rog? But anyway, Little Roger and the Goosebumps, they recorded a mashup song that actually does blend Led Zeppelin's classic Stairway to Heaven with the theme song of Gilligan's Island. And thankfully, it's not a band, but it's a guy named Puddles, who is a sad singing clown.
Oh, yeah, Puddles.
Puddles is pretty popular.
Pity Party, which I have not heard of him until today.
Puddles has performed around town, but like he's just like this really like somber-looking clown, but he has an incredible voice.
And so he released his own cover of this Led Zeppelin Gilligan's Island mashup. This is from Puddles' Pity Party.
Just sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing lad, the skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour.
What the hell is this?
This is nuts.
A 3-hour
And the video is giving you images of the Gilligan's Island intro.
This is weird, man. This is amazing. Did the acid just kick in?
Oh, Puddles looks like he's got some acid.
He's feeling it.
This is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. I'm watching this video. You gotta watch the video. All right, here we go.
Kick it in, baby.
The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle.
Whoa.
With you again.
Oh, yeah.
The skipper, too.
Oh, my gosh.
The millionaire and his wife.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty amazing.
Movie star, the professor and Marianne.
Nice.
Here on Gilligan's
Man, that's amazing.
You know what?
That's really good.
I never thought I needed this in my life.
That was amazing. If you want, we got a little. You want to hear a little more?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, we got a little more of this bad boy.
There you go.
This is so good.
Okay, Puddles, you win.
Ireland.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Why did this not exist? Well, I guess it did, and I didn't know about
it. In 1978, somebody did this. He's just doing a cover.
I need to hear the original, because I don't know if you can make it better than what we just heard. But where was this in my 20s in college when we did Mushrooms? Like, I would have put this on and just tripped my friends out.
Oh, dude, I'm with you.
This is way more fun to listen to than Tool when you're on Mushrooms.
And by the way, Puddles is, you guys are right. Boy, that guy's got a great voice.
He does.
Yeah, that guy's got a great voice. I love it. That's very, very creative. Of course, he looks absurd as he's doing the song because he's just dressed in a real sad clown, almost one of those like French costumey sort of baskets looking outfits, actually. It's pretty good.
Someone says that was amazing. Someone says he sings like Dio. I effing love this. Another person says this sounds like Tenacious D doing it. And apparently Puddles was on America's Got Talent. Amazing singer.
Oh, of course. Great that version. Makes sense. Yeah, he deserves to be on that show.
I guess someone played that on the Ride the Ducks tour. Version.
Okay.
That's funny.
Speaking of Dio, he actually does cover Holy Diver.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
His YouTube page is ridiculous.
He does all these crazy covers.
What I noticed, man, is
Puddles Pity Party.
I was watching the that video, which of course basically has the Gilligan's Island intro in there, and the cheesy, horrible effects of the storm they were in.
Yes,
I'm like, my God, I really believe they were on a boat when I was a little kid, like going through a bad storm. And I'm watching that now, and like, oh my God, here's the second revelation, because I haven't seen that intro in for a long time. The Mrs. Howell is actually very attractive. I thought she was this old bag of a lady, and of course they put her right with, you know, Ginger and Marianne. But now at my age,
yeah.
Looking at the actor,
that's why,
dude. But seriously, she looks like she's a very attractive woman. But I never thought so when you've got Ginger and Marianne. But actually, she doesn't look much older than them. At least, or am I losing my mind?
Oh no, yeah. I mean, you look at some of the younger pictures.
Yeah,
you know, she's,
they just made her up
to look older.
But I don't think she was that old. She's like, yeah, I forget what her name is, the actor's name.
Mrs. Howell.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. Natalie Schaefer?
Oh, yeah, Natalie Schaefer she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. It's like, man, because I haven't seen the intro in forever. But I think I would ask anybody who's in my demographic, go back and look at Mrs. Howell and see if you have the same image of her as I do. Because I just always thought she was an old lady, and she really wasn't. Damn. All right, well, it is Almost Famous Friday, and what we're doing today is we're celebrating bands that we think should have been but ended up only being almost famous. And don't forget to check out Origins, the Almost Famous Turns 20 podcast at radio.com, on the radio.com app. And, Steve, who's the band we're featuring now?
Puddles again. No, I'm kidding. Actually, this is a band, man, when I heard this band, they were kind of like riding the wave of the Seattle sound, but they were not from Seattle, but they just had like that... just big crunchy guitars, but I always thought of them as a band that you would like have a campfire, crush some beers, and just sing along to the song. It's a band called 7 Mary 3.
I'm sure
you remember them.
Yes,
I actually know these guys.
I think the name was based off of the Chips TV show. Like that was like a code word or something.
Oh, SM3 probably, right? Yeah.
7 Mary 3. The song, it was a top 40 hit. The record sold over 1 million copies, and then things just kind of fell apart for them. They never were able to follow it up, but it's called Cumbersome.
Yeah.
7 Mary 3.
The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
So a lot of you are like, you know, this pandemic making me work from home, I like it. I want to do it. A lot of people are thinking like you too, as a matter of fact. You are not alone. Folks are saying, there's some cool stuff about being able to work from the house.
The commute is so much better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's got to be, if that's not on the list, and it is, I mean, 2,000 people, they said, okay, what are the best things about it? The commute's not number one.
How is that not number one?
I know. The three things they put ahead of that as to why working from home is great, but commute is number four.
Because no pants has to be number one.
Pants is number, not on this list. I suppose you, number five is you don't have to dress up for work.
Yeah, no pants.
I'll put it there.
Yeah, but I mean, think about the commute. Like, that just shaves off potentially anywhere from 40 minutes to like an hour and a half for some people.
I agree,
Steve. I could sleep in.
Look, even for me, I have a 10-minute commute. Mm-hmm. But, you know, still, if I didn't...
Got to get ready.
Yeah. I still would think, you know, 10 to 15-minute drive to work is still time that you would have to just hang around.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to get dressed as much.
And then you don't have to drive back home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're really, your 10 to 20 minutes is going to be about an hour.
And you, because you live way down.
I'm going to save myself about 15 to 16 hours a day.
That's pretty good.
Because traffic.
Because you're coming all the way from Alaska.
I mean, pretty much.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so that's not number one. Anybody want to take a guess of what they think would be cool from working about working from home? All right, no, good. Thanks for coming,
I'm
guys.
Say inappropriate behavior.
Inappropriate behavior.
Drinking,
number
sex.
One.
Drinking?
You get to harass yourself and HR doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not on the list at all.
I can grab someone's butt at home and I'm not going to get in trouble for it.
I feel like that's still in the same category. And again, not really on the list.
Well, I'm stumped.
Yeah, you are.
That's being able to take care of your kids or fur babies?
More quality time with the family, Vicky. Number two.
Okay.
Number two.
Good answer. Yeah, nice. Still not number one.
Danny,
you've got to do this, okay?
Come on.
We got to steal it from the Hendersons.
Being able to eat food anytime you want.
Ooh. I'm not feeling this one.
Okay, I mean, when do you not able to eat food anytime you want in the workplace? You can go, they have snack machines almost everywhere.
Some people can't just get up from their desk and go eat food all the time like us.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why you have breaks
if you work at a bank and you're a bank teller.
Okay, true, a bank teller, unless they bring snacks with them.
When's the last time you've gone to a bank and someone's just munching on like a Nestle's Crunch bar while you're trying to get money out?
Right. I mean, that's a good question, but let's just shorten it. When was the last time you've gone to a bank?
Before the pandemic, probably like a few months ago.
Really? Because I mean, what else do you need? ATM is my boy. Yeah.
Well, that's a personal thing we don't need to talk about.
That's right. That's how I like to do it, if you know what I'm saying. Number one is a more flexible schedule.
Okay.
It's not really. Oh, well, I mean, I'm just doing it based on my wife, who still has to start at a specific time and then end at a specific time and still takes the breaks and lunches at the time that she has.
Yeah, but they couldn't really monitor her unless they put, like, a video camera in the house.
Oh, they have a whole login system, a very, very intricate, like, yeah, login system.
Seems like there's no way they could monitor her, maybe, like, with a login system that actually monitors her.
Yeah. Well, if you had, like, a laptop, you could just walk around with it logging and staying logged in.
That's true.
I had a guy that sometimes he would bring his laptop onto the bench when we would play, like, noon or afternoon hockey drop-ins, and he would bring his work computer onto the bench and just, like, every once in a while just hit a couple things so it looked like he was working while he was playing hockey with us.
Okay, that is very genius.
Mm-hmm. And then we'd go to the bar, we'd go to Doofers, and he'd have his laptop open as we're all just eating wings, crushing beers. And we're like, what are you doing? He's like, I just need to hit a couple buttons every once in a while just to show that I'm active.
And somehow, some way, he was getting his job done.
Oh, he was a very successful person in his line
of work. So then the entire login system is ridiculous.
Yes.
See, this is what I cannot stand about humanity.
What does it matter? He's successful. Yeah. He's doing a good job.
Exactly.
Let him play hockey at lunchtime.
See, the one size fits all is so irritating. And it's because of the whiners. because the whiners don't like that you're getting the job done, but not in the so-called traditional fashion. Mm-hmm. And it's like, look, it's not my fault that you don't work as well as I do. What can I tell you? So be happy that there's a system that lets your dumb ass still somehow make money.
Not my problem. I can score goals and also do my job at the same time.
Yeah, I had that problem when I worked at the TJ Maxx. They were all jealous of me.
Oh, yeah. Well, who wouldn't be jealous?
Well, I mean, look, I rocked that place. I didn't do a stick of work, and yet my displays were always better.
You were so good, they almost changed it to BJ Maxx.
Who says that maybe once in a while it didn't happen? Or maybe I didn't answer the phone that way. So we've got more flexible schedule, more quality time with your family.
Okay.
Number three on the list, I don't know if anybody would think of this, but there are people that are saying this positive thing is happening, which is good for the company because they're at home. What would be good for the company as an employee?
You're not taking the company staples.
You know, Steve, I'm starting to wonder if the company's really, really getting much out of you.
I mean, they're going to probably save money on paper. People aren't going to take it and bring it home.
Yeah, right. Yeah, office supplies.
No pads.
I see what you're saying there. Yeah, I'm tracking.
No, good answer.
Good answer.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
No kiss from Richard Dawson.
I don't want to kiss from Richard Dawson. That's weird.
Right. All right.
Isn't he dead?
Well, listen, you know what I mean? What you do in your private time is fine with me. Being more productive. People feel they're more productive by working at home, which I can understand.
I disagree with that.
I don't know. I think you get your job done so you can then finish watching your shows.
Danny,
so
you
hurry it up.
You don't know enough people that like to work in solitude.
Danny. I worked from home for 3 years. And
so,
it was,
like, what do you act like? I guess if you have an example of real life experience of this.
Right, right.
Don't bog us down with your actual personal firsthand experience.
Yes, but it's anecdotal. It's the number three out of 2,000 people. So, because Danny's an exception to the rule does not mean the rule doesn't exist.
So, you are productive at home?
No, not at all.
Why?
It's because of the flexible schedule. You can, I'll get to that later. I'll do it tonight at 7 o'clock. And then you just don't do it. So you push it off till the next day. I'm just terrible at work.
See, that's the key.
It's a sense of you thing right there.
And by the way, Danny, as much as I make fun of you, it's a me thing as well.
I have
the same problem you have. I couldn't do it. I need to go to a workplace and feel like the boss in some way, shape, or form is monitoring me so that I will be forced to do my work.
Oh, see, I'm on the other end. I'm like, the quicker I get this done, the quicker I get some alone time. And I don't mean like that.
That was weird.
What the? I can pull up like the WWE Network.
It's not helping your case. Yeah,
NHL Network. Of you just hoarding all these staples and all of these papers. Just having yourself a party.
I have more free time to play with my staples.
Yeah, is that what you're calling? No.
Hey, honey, I'm gonna go play with my staples.
Steven,
are you playing with your staples again?
Yeah. All right, so the more productivity if coming out of you, that's a good thing, which companies got to love, which why wouldn't they want you to stay home if you're really good at home?
I love this text that says, I volunteered to return to the office. I was crawling up the wall working from home for 3 months.
I'm with you.
Some people just miss like the coworker vibe.
You know,
I just want to go back to work so I could be around my coworkers.
Yeah, I in our business, there's a lot of people that just love to do the show from their house, work in their own room by themselves with nobody. I can't do that. Now, don't get me wrong. I love nobody's in the building. I have to tell you, when they start letting people come back here, it's going to be a sad day for me. I love owning this place.
Yeah, I thought that, but then the other day, one of our coworkers had to come back in to do some stuff, and I saw her, and I was like, hey! And like both of us were just like, I was like, I've never been more happy to see somebody.
Yeah, see, I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I like her, because she always has candy. So she can come back anytime she wants.
Oh, I didn't know that she had candy.
Oh, she's the candy
queen.
We
haven't gotten to that level.
Oh, dude.
Worker, co-worker, or relationship.
She's my pusher. There's no doubt about it. There are other people that I just feel like, you know, I mean, look, they're important. They should do their job around here, but they're a distraction. And I just feel like,
you're distracting me. Go back home.
Yeah, go back home. I do what you're doing at home. I bet you're really good and all that, but I don't want you around me. You know, so I mean, seriously, I know it's horrible to say, but you know, I'm going to miss this beautiful aloneness that we have here. Yeah. Now, how about this? This is something for you, Steve.
Okay.
Working from home saves you cash.
Nice. Yeah, gas money.
Yeah, the gas money for you, definitely.
And food.
Yeah, lunches. I was about to say, you make your own lunches at home as opposed to going anywhere around you.
That's a good call.
I know. Like, Thrill just told me that TJ's Deli is open again.
Is it?
Yeah, I didn't know that, too. And I've been, like, happy that they haven't been open because I haven't been dropping as much money on lunches and just waiting until I got home and make lunch. And now that they're open, it's like, oh, boy.
Here we go again.
Yeah, you're right, dude. That's going to be
their
a problem.
Turkey melt. Man, I miss that turkey melt.
So the number eight biggest benefit.
Get it today.
Okay, buddy, you go for it.
Don't
forget your buddy BJ, by the way.
I'll never forget you. Ingrained inside my brain.
Yeah. Forget you sounds like you're using it in a different term.
Okay. You.
Yeah. Anyway, the number eight thing I'd like you guys to help me. This is the 10 biggest benefits of working from home that we're talking about. That 2,000 people said they actually want to stay home even when the pandemic is over. And you help me out with this because I'm not sure I get this. They say they have more improved communication skills from working at home. I don't understand that because usually if you're around a bunch of people, I would think that's where your communication skills have to come into con. Where does it come into play there?
I might be overthinking it, but you're on probably maybe a few more Zoom meetings. So you have to force yourself to maybe be more vocal, to be unheard. And, you know, you have to kind of put yourself out there to be focused on during these conversations.
Okay.
I don't know. That's my guess.
I don't have a better one.
Yeah, or just like having chat programs or even emails and stuff. It's like being stuck at home. If you can't figure something out, you can't just like ask a neighbor or something. You're going to have to go through the chain to figure out the problems, and you have to communicate that way. So, like I've seen that again with my wife because she has to do all of these things. So, yeah.
So, but what you're saying is your wife really is the one doing all the work around there.
Well, yeah, she's doing her work.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
All right. And finally, the best thing about being at home is fewer distractions. These people obviously don't have children.
They don't have
or
me.
Dogs
or Rev.
I'll just like walk into like she has her office blocked off, door closed.
You
everything.
Don't go in there, do you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll go in there and say, hey, how's it going? I just do a little small talk, and she's like, I'm working. I'm like, I know, but you're here. You want to talk?
Oh, see, I wouldn't bug her one bit. It's like at home, like, you know, obviously a lot of us had to make the change and do some home workouts. And so when my wife does her home workout, I don't even think of going anywhere near that room. Because I'm just like, you know what? That's her time. Like, I don't want to be a distraction. On the flip side, though, she'll pop in with the baby. And I'm like, I get so easily distracted when Tatum walks in. Well, not walks in, because that'd be weird. She hasn't figured out how to crawl yet.
That would be
yet.
So awesome if she just
that'd
walked
be amazing.
In. Hey, Pops, how you doing?
Yeah, if she started walking, I don't know if I'd leave the house. You guys would have to just figure it out on your own, because I'd be like, she's just started walking. She's 7 months old. This is the coolest thing ever. I just want to watch that.
Until she gets to the stairs and you realize, oh my God, I have to get up off the couch.
Yeah.
Then you realize you have to get up a lot more because she's just going everywhere.
Defense, dude, she is minutes away from starting to crawl, it feels.
Yeah.
And we're enjoying this time right now.
Yeah. Treasure the immobility.
Yeah, because right now, it's insane how quickly she gets around by just rolling her body.
Oh, yes.
We call her the steamroller.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
You look one way, and then you turn around. She's at the other end of the room. And I'm like, how did she get there? And she's just like, she jacks herself around and rolls around
the
everywhere.
Alligator rolls.
Yeah, she's like, I know what's up. I get a view. I get all these different views if I keep moving around.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is going to be so much fun.
I'd pull a hip if I try to roll around that much.
Please try it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, now so I want to see this.
I don't want you to pull a hip, but I just want to see the video. Of you trying
exactly
it.
Okay.
You and her should do a roll party.
Yes,
and have somebody film it. Yeah, record it for us, buddy.
Like the other day, she kept rolling and rolling, and we put her in one spot. Next thing you know, like half of her body's under the bed. Like, how did that?
Oh
happen?
No.
Yeah, that you might want to keep a better eye on.
I don't know if you saw that picture on my Twitter. It's pretty funny, though, of her. There she is.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that. Oh, dude, if she was fully under the bed and you didn't know and she was quiet,
okay, where'd the baby
you guys
go?
Would trip out. Mm-hmm. Because where would you think? What would you think of looking under the bed? You just don't think she would do it. Go that far.
I just start making the fart sound because then she'll make the fart sound back.
Oh, see? Yeah. So she's like, that's Find My Eye Kid.
Yeah.
That's what you got. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, unless she's on mute. So make sure you don't put her on mute. That way you can find her quicker. Yeah.
Fair.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
In Californication, which Star Wars planet do the Red Hot Chili Peppers mention?
Death Star?
No.
That's it.
Nebula?
No.
Orc?
No.
It was Princess Leia's home planet that was sadly destroyed, even though she did give up the Rebel base. Or supposedly gave up the Rebel base location.
Venus?
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Venus is
yep.
not.
Venus.
No, it's Alderaan, my friend.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I knew he wouldn't get it. And he won't get it if you ask him again in about 5 minutes. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
Some people a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.